to my tent to tell my partner, Howell, the exciting news. Howell, I have just been offered a position to work with the Barnum & Bailey Circus at the Clap. His face, I can tell you one thing. He did not have the same excitement that I did. He looked at me and he's like, are you serious, Millie? Really? I thought we were going to stop traveling and settle down and, you know, start this life together. I thought you were going to go to nursing school. Well, yeah, of course I'm going to go to nursing school, but I can do that later. Do you understand that this is an opportunity of a lifetime? That I can be a circus clown at the Barnum & Bailey Circus? I have a degree in theater. Did you forget that? Like, this is something I really, really want to do. No, wait. Here's another thing, Hal, that you need to know. Mike and Laura, who are the two circus clowns that offered me this position, they are both millionaires, and they're retired at the age of 40. I was like, this is something, I can make money. We can make good money doing this. And also, have you heard of Steve-O or Johnny Knoxville? Both of them, circus clowns, trained at the Barnum & Bailey School of Clowns. It's a show called Jackass. You ever heard of that? Not excited. Still, not excited about this at all. He says again, yeah, I mean, that's exciting, but I thought that we were going to settle down and start this life together, stop traveling, and I thought you were going to go to nursing school. Okay, this is where I learned the power of pause. Pause button. We're going to come back to this. Just forget I talked about it. We'll talk about it another time. We'll just let this go. We were working up on the Waxaw at the time. The circus clowns owned the river raft company that I worked in. And so I go back to Mike and Laura, and I was like, okay, listen, I really want to do this thing, but Hal is pissed. Like, he don't want to do it. Can you give me a little more details, like something to sell him on this thing? And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I said, so do I have to go out to the Midwest to learn, like, to go to the circus clown school, or what's the story there? No, Millie, you don't do that anymore. Now what we do is you just train on the road. You go on the circus train, you have a place to live, and you get to learn how to be, it's like an apprenticeship for clowning. And I said, okay, oh, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds great. And free place to live, I don't have to pay for it, and I'm going to get paid while I'm doing this? Yeah, absolutely. I was like, well, what about how, can he go with me? Oh, yes, he can go with you. Not only does he get to go with you, he can have a job. He can sell concessions at the circus. These guys make so much money. They make more money than some of the clowns. And I was like, okay, now we're talking. Because both of us are, you know, just starting our lives together. So I bring back this information to Hal. I go back. 24 hours have passed or so, and I was like, all right, Hal, okay, so here's the deal. I was like, so first of all, we get to go on this train, and we get to see this whole country. We get to hang out with hilarious people, circus clowns, and the like. And also, guess what? There's a job for you, too. What? I was like, yeah, there's a job. You can sell concessions, and you're going to make a ton of money. And he's like, I think he was pissed at this point. I think he was pissed. He's like, are you? Millie, this is a guy, by the way, who'd been teaching at the college and the high school level for the last 4 years, high school English. And also he has a master's degree in British and American literature. And I said, yeah, you can sell concessions. And he said, are you kidding me? You want me to sell concessions for the circus and ride on a train all over this country when I've been trying to settle down and I'm ready to settle down with my life? And you want me to sell concessions at the circus? Again, pause. Okay. I was pretty bummed. I was like, he's not happy about it, and I'm bummed because I'm like, I want to marry this guy, and I didn't want to marry anybody before that. This is the first time that I wanted to marry somebody. It's like, I don't marry this guy, but I also really want to be a circus clown. You know, like, this is an opportunity of a lifetime for me. And I really want to do it. So I was, like, devastated by that. Devastated. We spent the next, but pause, again, the power of pause. So I stopped. I didn't talk about it anymore. And I just let it go. And we just did our thing. River guided, kayak, whatever, what we were doing all weekend, up on the Locksaw. And I didn't say anything about it again to him at all. And just kind of let it go. And anyway, but I was pretty devastated because I was like, dang, I want to marry that guy. What am I going to do? I don't know what he was thinking, but either way. We're driving back from the Locksaw to McCall, where we were living at the time. And we're driving back, and he's got a Ford pickup truck, and it's got a bench seat. Is it back when they had the bench seat? I think they still have some, but anyway. I really like that bench seat because I would usually sit pretty close to him, but I was feeling pretty distant, so I was sitting across the way. And he reaches over to me. And we're at the top of the White Bird Grade, by the way, a little scenery here for you. He reaches over to me, he says, and he turns and he looks at me and he said, Millie, listen, if you want to join the circus, I'll sell peanuts. And I was like, are you serious? Really? He's like, yeah, I got the nuts covered. Oh my gosh, okay, I'll go to nursing school. And I will say, I've never one time regretted that decision. Never once.